This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. NMED proposes hotter waste at WIPP. The New Mexico Environment Department, NMED, recently issued a draft permit allowing for higher-level nuclear waste to be disposed at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIPP. The proposed permit modification allows for the disposal of waste that must be handled with machinery, relaxes the physical requirements for testing the contents of the waste containers, and expands the above-ground storage space fourfold. WIPP is a repository for waste generated from the making of nuclear weapons. It is located 26 miles east of Carlsbad, New Mexico, in a salt mine 2,150 feet underground. The draft permit combines three previously rejected Department of Energy DOE permit requests. DOE originally requested that remote-handled waste be disposed at WIPP. Since the operating permit was issued by NMED in 1999, DOE has submitted several permit modification requests. Each time, NMED found that DOE had not offered adequate proof that it could sample and analyze the remote-handled waste to meet the disposal criteria. Activists are concerned that once NMED expands the types of waste disposed at WIPP, the door will be open for other wastes. Defense waste, which can be handled directly by workers, is currently disposed at WIPP. This waste was generated by the research and production of nuclear weapons. Since 1970, the public has been concerned that WIPP would become the primary nuclear waste dump in the U.S. Many problems have surfaced regarding the proposed high-level waste dump at Yucca Mountain in Nevada. As a result, New Mexicans have become concerned that WIPP may become the nation's high-level waste repository as well. Recent actions by DOE support this concern. In December 2003, DOE determined that the waste generated from reprocessing the commercial spent fuel at the West Valley facility in New York could be disposed at WIPP. Reprocessing spent fuel from nuclear power plants extracts usable plutonium and uranium and generates large quantities of liquid high-level waste. West Valley was the primary reprocessing facility for the United States between 1966 and 1972. During that time, operations at West Valley produced 600,000 gallons of high-level waste. During 2004, hundreds of people strongly opposed DOE's plans to quote-unquote rename the high-level waste generated from reprocessing activities and bring the waste to WIPP. At the time, Governor Bill Richardson said, quote, DOE should not attempt to reclassify waste so that high-level waste comes to New Mexico, end quote. DOE has delayed the decision of whether to send commercial transuranic waste to WIPP on hold until June 16, 2005. On October 29, 2004, NMED Secretary Ron Curry approved the permit modification that excludes any waste that has ever been managed as high-level waste. The permit modifications prohibit much of the high-level waste from Hanford in Washington State, the Savannah River site in South Carolina, and the Idaho National Laboratory. Activists are concerned that DOE will try to modify the WIPP permit to allow for the disposal of currently prohibited waste from Hanford. Public comments will be accepted until January 23, 2006. The public hearing is tentatively scheduled to begin on March 8th. However, the comment period may be extended due to planned negotiations about the issues between citizens, NMED, and DOE. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.